We spent time yesterday discussing the Tosfos, and I want to really wrap up this sugya in its entirety. It's going to we'll try to go fast. So the Gemara had she writes she's got this tablet. It's hers. It ends up by the husband. The get is written on it. Gets back to her. So we want to know the assumption of the Gemara. There's an assumption to be made by the Gemara is that the get has to be Shas HaNesina. If it's not his B'Shas HaNesina, there's a Chisaron in the Nesina. It has to be his. So we want to know, when she goes ahead and gives it to him, did she just give it to him as a loaner or as some kind of just non-hakna? Or did she actually make a bona fide kinyan and now it's really, really his? Was she Gomer U'matne or not? And the Gemara wants to bring a proof that we have a similar type of case by this Zaken Echa. What did the Zaken Echa do? He was lending a lot of money to these people, the Kfar Katan. He lends the money, and he writes Staros. And then he gave the Loiva the Star, and the Loiva then will give back the Star to the Malva as his IOU. And the Gemara says that Chacham Hikshiru, it works. And then the Gemara says, and therefore we want to say proof, that you see, just like the Zaken goes ahead and transfers, even though it's going to transfer back, so too works by the Isha. The Gemara says, no, not so fast, because after all, the Zaken case is different, because he's a Zaken, he's a male, he's an elderly, he knows the halacha, she doesn't, and therefore, you can't compare the cases. So comes Lung Tosin and says, I don't understand how this whole comparison even got off the ground. After all, let's take a quick look at Tosin. In Tomer, Mayin Yustari Havola, get, the Eino El Elaraya. How can you go ahead and compare the case of Shtar Halva, the Zaken Echa, to a get? After all, a Shtar Halva is a Shtar Raya, not a Shtar Kinyan. The Gemara is referring to this document that is being transferred by the Zaken as a Sefer Mikneh, as a document of Kinyan. That's not what a Shtar Halva is, it's a Shtar Raya. And therefore, Tosis, after going through a little bit of a series of kashas, Tosis says, V'nira lefaresh, v'nira legemara. Nira lefarish. It seems to me the explanation is de nira le gemara, that it was apparent to the gemara de mistava. Look at that. Nira lefarish seems to me that it was nira le gemara, that it seemed to the gemara that mistava, presumably, like three lashanas, maybe. This is really what was going on. This is what the Gemara thought. So says Tosfos, there was a backstory over here because he was so generous with the loan. So he was a great guy. So for great guys, you do great things. And they went ahead and they also sold him land. And they also gave him land. And when they sold him the land and gave him the land, what else did they, what happened is, he wrote Staros. What kind of Staros was he writing? Stari Mechira. And then he transferred those Staros to the people. They transferred back. It was a good, it was a good. And that is how Tosfos learns the sugya. And therefore, the nugget to be mined, again, Tosfos is very difficult on a pshat level because Iker Chasim and Asefer, the main pshat in the Gemara, is missing from the Gemara. And that's a very, very difficult thing. Tosfos did a move. He interpolated into the Gemara information that does not exist, but apparently Tosfos was and felt compelled to do so. I have to do so because otherwise the Gemara makes no sense. After all, Shtar Halva is a Shtar Raya, not a Shtar Kinyan. It's not a Sefer Mikneh. Makes no sense. Parenthetical comment. I say this point once a year, every year. Once a year, every year. I don't think I've said it yet. Rabosai, pshat level. Does this Tosfos make any sense? Nope. Yet comes along Tosfos, great Balei HaTosfos, with a straight face and says, this is what the Gemara means. Really? Now the answer to that question, I heard this from my Rebbe and I say it over once a year, every year. Simple textual reading of the Gemara, nevertheless, will Tosfos look at you with a straight face and say, this is the pshat in the sugya? Yes. The answer is yes. We are learning Torah. In Torah Shebaal Peh, fundamentally, if there's a clash between logic and text, what wins? The answer is logic. If there's a clash in Torah Shebaal Peh between logic and text, excuse me. If there's a clash between logic and text, we will sometimes... We will sometimes massage the text in the face of logic. So Rega. And according to Tosfos, it is so patently obvious that a Shtar Halva is a Shtar Raya that we have to, we're forced to, if you will, massage the text. Would we do such a thing in Torah Shebichsav? In Torah Shebichsav, text is everything. Torah Shebaal Peh, Yeah, if there's no clash between logic and text, then of course we're going to pay heed and be subservient to the text. But when there is a clash, you'll see this all the time, Rishonim, logic will carry the day because we're not in the world. We're in the world of the oral law. And the oral law text is going to be secondary to Svar. It's important, Yesod. So anytime you see some kind of thing that seems dochak, this is dochak. But at the end of the day, logic's going to carry the day. Comes along the Tosfos Rit.
No.
Comes along the Tosfos Rit. And the Tosfos Rit has an entirely different approach. The Tosfos goes to the Shakvatai, the Gemara, and then the Tosfos Rit brings the Toshma and says the Tosfos Rit, Toshma, Af hu heir al kfar katan, shayab yishalai, vayasham zaken echad, vayamal velachob ne akfar, vikose biksav yodo. He wrote the star in his ksav yad, vachem chosim ba, umma vaisel zechachamim, vichshiru. Says the Gemara, vamai, ho boy sefer, mik neveleka, perish. Boi, listen to the words, and underline them. Shahalove yiknelo karka osav. The Shabdame Lo Basefim, so the Milvet, Lamalve, Hasefer Kosovaleka. In other words, what Tosfos Rit is saying is there's a fundamental machlokas as to what is the nature of Stare. According to the Tosfos Rit, what is the nature of Stare Halva? What is a Star Halva? It is a Star Kin. It's a Star Kin. What are you being? Makne? You're being Makne the Shibud. Karkos, from the Lova to the Malva. And that's what's happening over here. The Zaken Echad is coming along and he's lending money. And he's writing Staros. And he's giving the Staros to the Lova. And now the Lova is giving it back to the Zaken, to the Malva. Bitoras, Star Hava, which is Star Kinyan, which now creates a perfect equation to our sukya, but for the fact that he's a zaka and she's an ish. And that is how the Rid understands the Gemara. That is more appealing because, number one, it pays fealty to the text, and number two, it makes sense. But there is an assumption being made by the Rid, which Tosfos, on a logical level, absolutely rejects. And that assumption is that a star halva is a star kinyan, which Tosfos doesn't buy. Tosfos says the Shtar Hava is a Shtar Raya. And this ties in, Lichora, directly to the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Hamid Beis. Let us take a quick look at that Gemara in Bava Basra. Does someone have it for me? No, I'm not that old. Amar Ula. So you have a Machloikes, Ula, and Rabba. A fundamental Machloikes regarding the nature of Shibud. We all get to the same place. At the end of the day, Shibud Karkos applies to a Milveh Bishtar, does not apply to a Milveh Al Peh. The question is, how do we get there? So Abula says, the starting point, Dvar Torah, Echad Milveh Bishtar, Echad Milveh Al Peh, go from Minachas Mishubah. According to Ula, when I loan money, the loan of the money gives me rights. What does it give me rights to? Step one, it gives me a right to? It creates, listen carefully to the words I'm using, important words. It creates, I'm loaning money back to Rory. I'm loaning money to Rory. Rory now has a shibud haguf, which generates an obligation upon him to pay to me. What generated that obligation that he has to pay me back? What generated the obligation he has to pay me back?
The action.
Which is the loan generates the obligation that he has to pay me back. I gave him a loan. That matanos generates an obligation he has to pay me back. Says Ula, there is not only a shibud haguf on a doraisa level, there is also a shibud nechassim. There's a shibud haguf and a shibud nechassim. What generated the shibud nechassim? This is the same exact thing. Ula says that the shibud nechassim is generated by Matan Mos. And now his property is encumbered. What does encumbered mean? I not only can collect from him, but if he defaults, his property serves as a guarantor. So now can I take his sweater? Yes. Can I take his karka? I can take him. However, came along the Chacham and said, that's dangerous. Why is that dangerous? Because if Rory, if I loan the money on January 1st, he sold property January 5th, and now I come collect on January 10th, So I'm going to go to him, the person who bought the property on January 5th, and I'm going to start collecting from him. Well, that's not fair, because how is he supposed to know that he was going to lose his property? Pay good money. Rory gambled it away, and now I'm stuck. The lender is stuck. That's going to kill the economy. So came on the Chacham and said, even though there's a Shibat Aguf, a Shibat Nechassim on all land and all Metalton, Minat Torah, at the Matan Mos, we need to put the brakes on. And we're only going to create a Shibat Nechassim when there is a... when there is a star. Why? Because when there's a star, there's a document, there is a kol. It's going to be publicized. Now, buyer beware. Do your research. Do your due diligence to make sure that there is no law. That is the position of Ula. Fundamentally, according to Ula, what creates what? The Shibud is created by the Matan Mos. The delivery of, in other words, everyone agrees. Listen to what I'm saying. Very important point. Everyone agrees that a Shibud requires a kinyan. It's a transactional event that I, the Malveh, acquire rights in the assets of the Loveh. And that requires some kind of Maisa kinyan, some kind of event. What generates the event, says Ula? The Matan Mos. You know who else says Matan Mos generates the event? Also says it's the Matan Mos. It's the delivery of the money, the loan itself, creates the Shibud. And if that's true, Rabosai, Raya. Because after all, what generated the most generated the Kenya. So what's the role of the star? Comes along Rabba. And Rabba says Rabba, Shibuda Lav Doraisa. Which means when I loan money to Rory, what are my rights right now on a Doraisa level? Use my words. I want you to learn language. No. I don't mean English. I have a Shibud Haguf. Meaning what? He has an obligation to pay, but I do not have a Shibud Nechas. I don't have a Shibud Nechas. Now, came along the Chachamim and said, well, that's not a good situation. Why? Because I'm not going to want to loan money. So what did the rabbis come along and do? They created a Shibud Nechasim, but they did not create it globally. When did they create a Shibud Nechasim? Only if there is a... only if there is a star. Only if there is a star, they created a Shibud Nechasim. So there's a Shibud Nechasim, says Rabba. Rabba, says Rabba, there's a Shibud Nechasim, only midrabanan when? When there's a star. Which means, Rabosa, what is the star?
What is the Kenyan?
The star, does the Matan Mos make a Kenyan?
No, it has to be with
the Matan Mos doesn't make a Kenyan. Why? Because Shibud Olav. La Doraisa. So what is creating the Shibud? The answer, the star is creating the Shibud. When I say the star is creating the Shibud, what am I really saying? Is that the star is generating the Kinyan. So Rabba learns is that the star is generating the Kinyan, not the Matan Mos, but the star. And therefore, in a Milva Alpeh, is there Shibud Nechasim? No, why not? Because you need Kinyan. What's the Kinyan? The star is the Kinyan. So what we just did is what also I'll give a shout out to Leibel Weiss. He shared this with me in Seder, which is very, very good. Is what we just did is we suggested that the machlokes between Tosis and Tosis Rit, what is the nature of Shtar Hava, is in fact a machlokes really Ula and Rabba. What is the nature of this whole discussion, Shibuda Daraisa, Shibuda Lav Daraisa, really goes to fundamentally how we view the star, how we view a star hava. According to Ula, a star hava is a star raya, because fundamentally Shibuda Daraisa and the kinyan is the Matan Mos, and the star is just a star raya. According to Rabba, on the other hand, the star is serving Minatora. There is no Matan Mos, doesn't create any Shibud Nechasim. What creates the Shibud Nechasim is the star. When does the star create the Shibud Nechasim? Only on? Only if there's a star. So the star then is serving as a star kinyan because it's the star that's creating the Shibud. Now, if I stop Shia right now, which I'm not, even if I had more time, I wouldn't. But if I stop Shia right now, you'd walk out of here and say, wow, that's a good Shia, that's interesting, that's all good. And I would be very, very dissatisfied. And the reason I'd be dissatisfied is because I have just perhaps, if you're a non-sophisticated learner, which most of us are, let's be honest, You'd say, wow, that's cool. Machlokas Taisus and Taisus Rid is lines up perfectly with Machlokas Rabbah, and it's not gavaldic at all. It's a horrible thing. Because why in the world would Rishonim have the same exact Machlokas as Amoraim?
We've had that so many times, though.
No, we have. That is not how... Oh, we haven't... The Gemara does sometimes say... Yeah, very good. Sometimes the Gemara is going to say, it's going to have a Machlokas Amoraim, and then the Gemara says, Lema Ketanoi. Let's suggest this Machlokas Amoraim is really a Machlokas Tanoi. And what's the Gemara always do? It says, no. No, this one can go with that one, and this one can go with that one. That's what the Gemara always does. Why? Because why would Amoraim argue the same exact Machlokas as Tanoi? I don't need that. So obviously they are cross-sheeting as well.
It's not always true, though.
It's almost always true.
Almost, but there's a lot of times where...
And when you're really, really stuck, you got nothing, then yeah, but it's almost always true. So therefore, as a matter of absolute last result, we might back into that, but pashup shot, as a matter of healthy, good, lumdish learning, you do not... One of these shitas, Rabba or Ula, is true lahalacha. One of them is true lahalacha. She would have the rice, or she would have the rice. But one of them is true. And therefore, be very uncomfortable to say that the Rishonim are giving pshatim and sugyas shalom kalacha. We want them to be lahalacha. Therefore, we want to suggest that the Tosfos Tosrid can go either according to Ula and either according to Rabba.
We said this earlier in the year, the poop thing.
Today is February 19th. Stick to February 19th. We're giving shir today. You don't hear what I'm saying?
I don't agree with it, because we've done it before.
I don't think we've done it before. If we have, now we're not doing it. And we shouldn't have. I don't know if we've done it before.
Poop thing in the barrel, and whether it goes right like the... When the poop coming out of the animal, and it goes right in or not,
that's pretty good.
You compare it to Rishonim?
I don't remember the...
I don't remember exactly, but I remember comparing Rishonim to Tanai Rabbah.
We might have. That might be a good example. That's pretty good. I'm impressed. Okay. I don't like your science, but I'm impressed.
Glolin,
very good. Wow, that's pretty good.
We had that in Chile.
Okay, anyway. Rabosai, I wanted to show you, I would like to show you just a methodology on how we can fix this problem. I'm not going to change the world over here, just a slight methodological move that will solve this problem. And do it on that sugya as well. You need to just make some adjustments. Watch this. Okay, I'm going to go with Ula because it's just conceptually simple. On a Doraisa level, Ula told us that what? Shibuda Doraisa. Which means that the star we are saying step one must be what kind of star? It's a star right, because the Shibuda all... But came along, the Shibuda Doraisa. The rabbis came along. What? Shibuda Doraisa... And now, after the rabbis came along, Mishum Pseida de la Kuchos, and they say, no. When it comes to a milve beer, when it comes to milve alper, no shibud. When it comes to milve bistar, did they start from scratch? Or did they say, shibud daraisa? Well, that's going to create a problem for Lukuchos. So you know what? Shibud daraisa. But we have a problem with lekuchos. So when it comes to, and we're going to tell you that when do we say shibud, when are we going to let the shibud run? The shibud's only going to be allowed, we're only going to be letting go, we're thwarting it, unless there's a star. We're pausing it, we're hitting a pause button. And when do we unpause? That's a good love, that's a good mashal. Shibud d'oraisa. Says the chachamim, pause. What do you have to do to get it going again? What do you have to do when I pause something? What do you have to do to get it going on? I don't push the start button. I push the unpause button. I unpause. So what did the Chacham say? Shibuda Doraisa. But that creates a problem for lekuchos, for buyers. So what am I going to do? I'm going to pause it. Get a star in place. And when there's a star in place, I take my finger off of the... What happens? What happens? The Shibuda Doraisa, but when it comes to a milva alper, what did they do with their rabbinic finger? They kept it on the button. When it comes, if you wrote a star, what did they do? They unpaused. And now when they unpause, what happens? What happens is the old Shibud is back in place. What's the old Shibud? Shibud Doraisa. What's the star then? That's the star. The star is a star ride. Why is it a star ride? Because I'm just going back to where I was originally. Is this not clear? I'll do it again. I need to talk. I need to talk because I want to make sure I want to do it clear. Can I have a device? A tissue, a paper, a yarmulke? Okay, I'm in Ula right now. Ula says Shibuda Doraisa. What does Shibuda Doraisa mean? Is that the second there's a loan, there's a Matan Mos. Matan Mos does what? It creates Shibuda. Came along the rabbis, create Shibuda. This is called the Shibuda. Shibuda. Came along the rabbis, and the rabbis said, wait a second, that's bad. Because someone's going to buy the property and it's going to get messed over. So the rabbis came along and broke the circuit. You want that muscle? Broke the circuit. Flipped the switch. Turned off the Shibud current. Turned off the Shibud current. Damned the flowing of the river. Pause. Now, they said, wait a second. Wait a second. Let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead. We broke it. We put a pause. Our finger's there, blocking it. Now the Chacham said, well, if there were a star, if a star was written, then what? Then we're going to undam. Then we are going to unpause. Then we are going to let the current flow. What does it mean we're letting the current flow? Which current are we talking about? We're talking about the Shibud Doraisa current. And therefore, it's going to let what was continue. So what generated the Shibud? The Matamos. The rabbi put a pause. And they said, we're unpausing if there is a star. So what role is the star playing? It's a star. Right, we're back to where we started. We just paused. And now we're back to where we started. What? This is how Tosas will understand Ula, which is what we thought all along. Ula's talking about Tosas and Ula line up well. But how does the Tosas Rid understand? Tosas Rid understood that once Chachamim saw the problem of Seid Lukuchos, they said, no more Shibud Doraisa. Bye-bye. No more Shibud Doraisa causes problems. They didn't pause. What did they do? They ended. Erased. This doesn't work. And let's start again with, if there's a star, then you have a... Then you have a Shibud. And therefore, what's generating the Shibud? Star. And therefore, the star is what? And that's how we can understand. You see what I just did? You see what I just did? Instead of making a machlokas Tosas Rid and Tosas to be a machlokas Amoraim, I went into Ula and showed you how we can understand Ula both according to Tosas Rid and according to the and according to Tosas. מבינים את שיטת התוסס רית. ואנחנו יכולים לעשות בעצם אותו דבר, we can learn Rava and flip Rava so that Tosas will make sense. You want to do that?
Yes.
I still understand it fully.
That's why we have all day. Okay. What does Rava say? What does Rava say? Shibuda Lav Doraisa. Lav Doraisa. So whose sheet is going to make great sense? Rabba says, Shibuda Lav Doraisa. So which sheet is going to make great sense? Tosas Rid. Because what role is the star playing? We're starting from scratch. What's generating the Shibud is the star. And therefore, Star Kenyan, we're good to go. So who are we going to have to go ahead and fix up? This is not as smooth. We're going to have to fix up Tosos. How does Tosos fit into Rabba? So Rabba starts with nothing. Shibuda Lav Doraisa. So you know what happened according to Tosos within the Rabba? What happened was, the Chacham came along and said, you know what generates the Shibud? generates the shibud. If you hold shibud l'adoraisa, is what generates all shibudim. What generates shibudim, says Tosis, is always, always, always going to be. That's what generates the shibud. If there was money given, that's what generates your shibud. This was the takanas chachamim. Chachamim said, you know what? It's not fair. No one's ever going to loan money. So Tinel doubts to say, if we don't give shibudim. So we're giving shibudim. How are we giving shibudim? You give money, you get a shibud. But that's going to mess up. If we just give everyone shibudim, it's going to mess up lukuchos. So how do we go ahead and make sure that everyone's really protected? You write a star. And what role is the star playing? In other words, we need to tweak Rabba to work with Tosis and Ula to work with Tosis Ridge.
Is that totally going
with the point of the star raya?
And the lumdus is the same core lumdus. In other words, the basic lumdus is what I want you to get out of it is that is the machayev of is the kinyan being generated by star, in which case the star was a star kinyan, or is the kinyan being generated by the matan mos, in which case the star is a star raya? I'm just pointing out a technical issue, and that is I don't want ideally a machlokes rishonim to be identical to machlokes amoraim. So I am trying to now navigate and tweak the how each rishon will learn each amora. I got to fit in Tos and Tos Rid to Ula. I got to fit in Tos Tos Rid into Rabba, and that is what I'm trying to do. It's not such a major work over here. Now, Rabosa, I have a problem now. I can either do one of two things. I'm going to stop shit, don't worry. I'm talking about tomorrow. There's a couple of little small issues that I can deal with tomorrow. Or I could begin a brand new sugya tomorrow.
New sugya.
All right, I guess I'll have to decide. I know it's Thursday. I know what day it is.